Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lucrit Lau. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lucrit Lau. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Pesky. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Sushok. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Don Lund. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boone. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lund. Lenhart reaches second base with a double. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lenhart moves to third. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke takes first base on ball four. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Batts and Keene drops the ball. That's a double steal and an error. It's 2-0, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. Two outs. Lucrit Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunter. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Delsing moves to second. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund takes first base on ball four. Delsing moves to third. Batts moves to second. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball four. Delsing scores. Batts moves to third. Lund moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Batts scores. Lund scores. Keene goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bobo Holloman now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pesky scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0-for-1 in the game. Seavers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sushok settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lenhart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Cushock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cushock is 0 for 1 in the game. Cushock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Holloman, and towards Dyke, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batts takes first base on ball 4. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batts moves to second. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Batts trying to get to home. Lenhart throws the ball into Courtney, who tags Batts, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Lund moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Bud Cushock now playing right field. Don Lund now playing center field. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mullen. Dyke reaches second base with a double. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Cushock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dyke moves to third. One out. Bobo Holloman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloman strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dyke scores. It's Browns, 6, Tigers, 6. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cushock. Hunter reaches second base with a double. Groth moves to third. Ray Herbert now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Pesky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone scores. Mullen moves to third. It's 7-6, Tigers. Bud Cushock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cushock is 0 for 2 in the game. Cushock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lenhart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wertz moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Wertz moves to third. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dyke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wertz scores. It's Browns, 7, Tigers, 7. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Batts hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 7. The Browns will come to bat. Bobo Holloman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloman is 0-for-1 in the game. Holloman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Holloman covering, for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Holloman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 7. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive towards the mound. Herbert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 3 in the game. Sushok hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Batts hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dropo moves to second. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert takes first base on ball 4. Dropo moves to third. Lund moves to second. Satchel Paige now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 7. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 3 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dyke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pesky moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mullen strikes out. There goes Pesky. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Boone. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dropo is walked intentionally. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-4 in the game. Sushok takes first base on ball 4. Pesky scores. Boone moves to third. Dropo moves to second. It's 8-7, Tigers. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Batts strikes out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lund hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos pinch hits for Johnny Groth. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. One out. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Roy Sievers. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.